Listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
The barley wines that we'll be trying today are from Barrique Brewing and Blending in Nashville, Tennessee, and the Hollows Brewing in Amsterdam 2024. Echo in the Void, Vienna wine aged in maple syrup and rum barrels. From Trillium Brewing in Boston, Massachusetts, and the Vale Brewing in Richmond, Virginia, 2024, Drove of Oxen Barley Wine. From Zebulon Artisan Ales in Weaverville, North Carolina, 2021, Traditional English Barley Wine brewed for Andre the Giant. That was more of Arnold, wasn't it? From Various Artists Brewing in Nashville, Tennessee, 2020, Newfangled Perspective. And if we have time, we will get to the bonus beer. I did wear my rubber pants today.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hey, everyone, gather around for another suds segment where we've proven that bigger isn't always better. Beer isn't always best when it's fresh. And a radio show can still be successful for more than a decade, even when they leave a man who can't read or spell in charge of the scripts. We don't know who that guy is.
No comments.
Oh, I think we know.
Yes, I'm one of your hosts, the funny one, good old gal Juliana. Joining me today at the table
welcome,
is...
Welcome, real dinguses.
Good old boy Kendall, thanks so much for being here.
It's a pleasure. It's a great day to be here.
It is. Reverend Mark.
Always back when I can be and always will when I can.
Yay.
Again.
We're so happy to have you. And good old boy Sparky, you're here.
I'm here, and it's great to be here.
Yes. And good old boy Dave.
Yeah, Sparky's here, so I know you're happy. Because everybody loves Sparky.
Well, he's the life of the party.
He is the life of the party.
Okay, today we're doing something, a bit of a callback to the very first episode that good old boy Dave and I did with Reverend Mark. October 25th, 2013.
Wow.
That was the big barley wine show that was broadcast. Good old boy Mike, good old boy John Malone, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Reverend Mark, good old boy Dave, and I sampled 17 different barley wines and somehow managed to speak somewhat coherently about them for about an hour. Now, it's 12 years later, and we aren't going to drink 17 barley wines. Ha! We're going to drink 18 barley wines.
No, yes!
Just kidding. We're going to drink 4, maybe 5. Good old boy Sparky, why don't you give us today's lineup?
The barley wines that we'll be trying today are from Barrique Brewing and Blending in Nashville, Tennessee, and the Hollows Brewing in Amsterdam 2024. Echo in the Void, Vienna wine aged in maple syrup and rum barrels. From Trillium Brewing in Boston, Massachusetts, and the Vale Brewing in Richmond, Virginia, 2024, Drove of Oxen Barley Wine. From Purdue Pharma Brewing, OxyContin barrel aged in rum barrels. Oh, no, sorry. That was a different one. All right. From Zebulon Artisan Ales in Weaverville, North Carolina, 2021, Traditional English Barley Wine brewed for Andre the Giant. That was more of Arnold, wasn't it? From Various Artists Brewing in Nashville, Tennessee, 2020, Newfangled Perspective. And if we have time, We will get to the opiates. I mean, or the bonus beer. Sorry.
Okay, thanks. We are going to be tasting these beers on the fly and giving our tasting notes and rating them from 1 to 5 as we go.
Hey, real quick though, Kendall, if you would kind of give the audience just a brief summary of like what is considered a barley wine, if you don't mind. Sorry to put you on the spot.
Honestly, I was just looking at this. So I'm going to read this so I sound a little more intelligent. So an overall impression of an English barley wine is a strong and rich malty ale with a pleasant fruity or hoppy depth. A wintertime sipper with a full chewy body and warming alcohol. And that's an English barley wine. An American barley wine, you're probably going to get, as is everything American, a little bit more of everything. A little bit more alcohol, maybe more body, definitely more bitterness. Think of the barley wines we get from a Sierra Nevada, the, you know, the good old Bigfoot. That's a great barley wine, and it's quite hoppy. But most of your English ones are going to be very malt forward, whereas your American ones are going to still have a lot of American bitterness to it.
Nice. And isn't oxidation common in English?
That's kind of like a preferred. Yeah, these things are aged. So these are going to be beers that are going to keep for a while. As you can see, most of these are older. Now, as I mentioned before, I do like a fresh barley wine, especially a Bigfoot when it's fresh, like right off the shelf. It's just great. It's also great after 5 or 6 years. That's what's wonderful about these beers. You can drink them anytime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, let's get to it. So the first one is from Barrique Brewing and Blending in our backyard. This one came out in 2024, so this is only a little under a year old. Prepared to transcend into a new dimension of decadence and complexity, Echo in the Void, which is the name of the beer, takes a bold foundation from its predecessor, Static Between Worlds, I remember having that one, and elevates it to extraordinary heights through an additional year of aging in rum and maple syrup barrels. So it began with an absurd amount of Vienna malt, step mashed and single decocted, boiled for 7 hours, and fermented in their favorite English ale yeast. After its initial year in bourbon barrels, it then spent an additional year in rum and maple syrup barrels, allowing the flavors to meld and mature into something truly special.
You know, I remember I almost got decocted once. I was running, I tried to jump over the barbed wire fence.
Was it single or double decocted?
Well, when I ran back the other way, it was
double decocted.
What was the ABV on this?
The
ABV is yes.
many.
Looking,
I think it said 13.
Yeah, I think it's about that.
Yeah, it's not saying on the bottle. I'll have to.
Y'all, this is good stuff.
What are you getting out of this, Sparky? What are you tasting?
I mean,
all the things.
No, this is just so well balanced, I think. So, like, you know, obviously some of the standard dark fruit chocolate stuff on the front end, but then as you start to go through it, about probably 2/3 of the way through, you can start to pick up the maple and the rum. The barrels start to, I'm not getting a lot of wood out of it, but gosh, it's just so smooth and so well balanced. Wow.
This is 10.1%.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's not bad. I mean,
yeah, but it does warm as it goes down. This is definitely a winter sipper.
Right. It's got some, I get some raisins in there. And and that maple syrup. That's an interesting combo, rum and maple syrup.
Yeah, right. And it's not Canadian. But it is brewed in collab with a brewery in Amsterdam.
Interesting.
Do they have a thing for maple syrup?
Is there any hash in there? What do you think, Reverend?
Yeah, I definitely get the raisin. Mm-hmm. A little bit of almost like a dark dried cherry aspect to it as well.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think that opens up into the rum. It's not heavy handed when it comes to, you know, I think of what they stored it in, you know, what the exposure that it had to the barrel.
Yeah.
It seems like they had a good balance. They balanced that really well.
Is this one that you guys think? So we had 2 bottles of this. That's why I opened this one. Do you think this one would age well, or do you think this is one that's
as good as it's going to get?
Right.
No, yeah. I think you could sit on this. Kendall, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, this thing's only a year old.
Yeah.
I think those flavors, you know, because you're not getting some of those oxidative notes you get in these beers. And I think that might actually do something for this, But that's going to take a few years to develop in the bottle.
Might bring out some more of that dark fruit and the different things.
I've loved to have had several beer bottles of this. Have one semi-fresh, one at about 3 years, and one at 5 years. And really watch how it develops.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just so, Mark, to your point, just so well balanced. Mm-hmm. I mean, just really.
It is smooth.
Yeah. It's, you know, you were talking about how American barley wines are kind of hitting people in the head with a 4x4. And this is definitely not that as much.
No, this is that enjoyable sipper.
But I wouldn't want much bigger of a pour of it either. Oh, gosh. In one sitting, I don't
think. It really depends on how the day went.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Or how cold it was.
Maybe outside. On a Monday,
I'd
have a bigger pour.
Yeah.
What do you guys?
Maybe. Yeah, to help get you through.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are going to rate this a 4. And that is for the Barrique.
Echo in the Void.
Echo in the Void, which is brewed in collab with the Hollows Brewing in Amsterdam.
So nice.
How cool is that? Okay, more to come in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we are taking off a layer of enamel of our teeth, and we are doing an episode on barley wines, which harkens us back to the big barley wine show of 2013. Not quite as many barley wines as that episode.
This one made my eyes water.
Was that followed by the great DUI bust of 2013?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Followed by the great cleanse.
Several several breathalyzers were broken that day.
That day. And my neurologist said, never do that again.
Yeah. And yet, here we are, sort of tempting fate.
What had happened was.
Yeah. Okay. So, moving on, let's get to the next one, which is another interesting collab, right? Yeah. So this one is between Trillium, which we all know and love from Massachusetts, and The Veil. The Veil's from Richmond, Virginia, for those of you that don't know. This beer is called Drove of Oxen. This is 13.9% ABV. It's an American barley wine. Hmm. It is bold and intense, full-bodied with light, warming character. Drove of Oxen showcases complex aromas of brulee sugar, black cherry, and bourbon with a medium-high sweetness and light bitterness.
This could not be more different from the last one.
Mm-hmm.
That brulee sugar, that's on point, but the body on this one's lighter.
Much lighter.
Yeah.
And it has a much drier finish, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God, it's almost crisp.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Although it is weird.
I would not have expected that in a barley wine.
Yeah, I don't know what the IBUs on this would be, but you know, they're with an American, they're a little higher, of course, than the traditional English barley wine. But I think that may contribute to some of the balance with the malt. It's not as it's not as malty sweet.
What's the ABV on this sucker?
13.9.
Oh wow.
Okay.
So about almost 4 more than the last one. So I forgot to ask on the last one, like what kind of food you guys would pair with it, but like for this one. With a beer like this, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of options.
There's not a lot of trouble. There's a sharpness, almost like a bitterness, like a coffee bitterness on this. I'm having trouble wondering how would I work that into a food pairing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like, really a, like a bitter coffee vibe.
I would almost just have to be lazy and do something that was like,
Cheetos.
creamy and sweet.
Like cheesecake or mascarpone or something like that.
I don't know, man. It's
like a bowl of vanilla ice cream or something, man.
As weird as it sounds, I could see like a strong vein cheese.
Like Stilton or blue cheese.
Yeah, just because
it would knock just some of this out of it a little bit.
And then you could, but I would rather have something different to pair with that kind of cheese. But I think that, and I think some fat and acid again would work with this.
This guy's always with the acid, man.
Yeah.
Dang, oh, man. The 70s are over, brother.
Or are they?
Maybe they're coming back, I guess. My favorite part of this beer is the aftertaste. The way it kind of lingers a little bit, and there's this sort of chocolatey note to it, and I can't fully describe exactly what I'm tasting at the end, but it's just a nice kind of lingering after effect, you know, like acid.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you cough it through your nose, you really get it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was like an interesting. Yeah.
That's a good filtration process you've got there.
Yeah, I'm not getting that, Dave. I feel like the aftertaste for me is kind of unpleasant.
Yeah, I think that's where I would put it too. And it was just like when I first tried it, I was like, oh, that's weird. Like that was kind of where
I still haven't come around. So yeah.
I don't know what happened there though.
So maybe it's a little young in the scheme of things.
Is it raisiny? Is that what you're getting on the back end or?
No, it just kind of stops and it's like this weird
like just stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's just stuff there.
It's like it's still fermenting.
I wonder, okay, so do you guys think this is one that would do better if we left this in the cellar for, say, another 5 years?
Yeah. This is a 24?
Yeah.
Right.
I think this one definitely could use some age. I think it would smooth out some of that, what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And the oxidation would give it a little bit of character as well.
Yeah. That sharpness I'm getting, isn't that just a personal thing? Yeah.
It's to me, like, I get it, and it's not great at first, but after that, like, when it kind of starts to fade out, it seems a little nicer to me.
It's kind of tannic to me.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
Reverend Mark with the T word. Okay.
Wow. And it's still, like,
lingered. And it's still a lot of beer, man. God.
Well, that's what the barley wines are for, though, right?
I know, but, like, I do enjoy barley wines where they do the after treatments, like the barreling and the stuff like that. But there's something to be said for just a big beer that's just a big beer. Mm-hmm. You know, you brew it, and, yeah, maybe you put it in oak for a little while, but just an oak barrel or something, and you let it sit, and then you taste the barley, the hops and everything, and not, I've got notes of rum and seven different kinds of liquor that it was put in. You know, I don't know. Sometimes I think they get too fancy with it.
Well, but isn't that the point? I mean, wine is to make it a little fancy because it's going to last for years or something. I don't know.
And something that can linger on the palate for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it might be a form of anesthesia. You know,
so, yeah.
So when you're starting to come out, you've got a good right. taste in your mouth, and
I don't know about making it fancy, but complexity is definitely a part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is the type of thing that I could see somebody that is like that works in the ocean. You know, whether we're a lighthouse boy or like working on a ship. Like,
If you're working a lighthouse, you start drinking this. I don't think the light's coming on.
Yeah, that might. There's going to be some shipwrecks.
Okay.
Yeah. But
to help you get through the cold nights like this. Yeah. I mean, I don't know who in their right mind would want to drink something like this in the summer.
Drink a whole bottle of it. Yeah.
I'm perspiring. Let me chug this barley wine.
I didn't think I was going to get that damn yard mode.
I will sweat everything out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I will say I've had a barley wine with grilled oysters before, and that was really good.
Oh,
wow. That could work.
It was really, really good.
The salty kind of brininess of the oysters.
And then the savoriness of the oyster. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sure. Wow. Yeah, nice. I could see that. Okay. What shall we rate this? We got threes, we got threes. We're going three.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get another bottle and sit on it for a few years.
Yeah, yeah. I really would like to try this bottle in 5 years.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. And what, and like how interesting and how different it is between, I mean, I know, a Vienna wine versus a barley wine, but still.
But like, I think also the treatments they did, like what kinds of barrels they put it in mm-hmm. for how long too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sounds like they must have used a Vienna malt as their base malt.
Yeah, that's yeah. what I would guess.
Yeah, sure. How cool is that? And in terms of Vienna wines, do you see a lot of Vienna wines?
Not outside of Vienna.
No,
that's true.
I'm sorry.
Now, you get into Vienna, they're like, you can't walk 3 feet without running into Vienna.
No, I'm sure,
wine.
But I mean... Yeah.
That's the first time I've heard anybody use that term in a barley wine type of way.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But I think that's, you know, like I've heard wheat wine,
mm-hmm.
you know, like people that do more of a wheat-based version. I maybe have even seen a rye wine before, but like I think generally speaking, because barley mm-hmm. is the most normal base right. malt,
okay.
you know.
It's a really interesting concept.
We'll continue
though.
In yeah. just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is an homage to a previous episode we did in 2013 called The Big Barley Wine Show. Now, granted, we're not doing as many beers as that particular day, but we are talking about some random barley wines that we've had in our cellar or picked up along the way.
And we've done other barley wine-centric episodes. We had the Bigfoot vertical that Kendall provided that we did, I think, God, I forget how many years that vertical was. That was a really good.
I think we had 10 years.
10 years. And then we had an 11-year J.W. Lee's vertical that Sparky put on his pants.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't remember the next 3 days after that.
I think that episode was the official end to doing 3 episodes in a day.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Because stuff happens.
Yeah, does happen. So next, we are going to Weaverville, North Carolina, one of our favorite breweries in that Asheville-ish area,
yep.
and it's Zebulon Artisan Ales. And this is a 2021 traditional English barley wine brewed for Andre the Giant.
Now, this is the first one that's got a little bit of time on it. So this mm-hmm. is a 21, so, you know, 4 years.
Yes. So this is 10% ABV, traditional English barley wine, a spotlight for traditional English Maris Otter, and a long 6-hour boil. Intense flavors of caramel and biscuity malt. Where this beer will shine is with aging, and it will be fire.
Fire!
In 2 to 4 years, and has a possibility for a decade of cellaring. Or just drink it now for the savages. Of 2021, which we are not that savage. We have let it stew.
We gave it some time.
Get some time on it.
What a gorgeous color. Beautiful.
Well, that's it. Yeah, this is much lighter than the others.
Nice deep copper.
Yeah, that's what a barley wine should look like.
Yeah.
And amazing, taste like. Amazing that it's still bubbly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, it's still got...
Those guys know how to put a cap on a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
True that.
He is a whiz. I mean, I'm sorry, but...
That's how this thing still has fizz, too. The whiz.
The whiz.
Yeah, there's a little whiz in every bottle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just a great classic example of an English barley wine. But this one just hits the spot.
This is kind of what I was talking about, like fancying it up and stuff versus just making one yeah. and like, yeah, let it do beautiful. Its thing.
But yeah. even simple is complex and beautiful, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm not saying this is like straightforward because there's a lot going on with this beer. But it was just, he made it, bottled it, said,
yeah. Would you say that this is the tobacco-iest that we've had so far?
Ooh.
Yeah, a little,
yes.
little mm-hmm. bit of earthy. Okay. Yeah, kind of tobacco tar.
No, I mean, and there's something to be said, like, years ago, if you said to me that a beer would taste like tobacco, I would say you are absolutely out of your
she
mind.
She would have slapped you right in the face.
I do not want that. That's gross. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you? Mm. But as one understands different beer styles, you know, not just Yingling, and you grow and mature.
Is that a small Yingling Black and Tan?
Yeah. yeah. Well, exactly. then you know, Yingling Flight. And well, then, yeah.
okay, fine. But understanding a barley wine now, like it's almost like you expect to have tobacco, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, there's certain words like leather, mm-hmm. tobacco, yep. Dark fruit.
Sure. It's like you're talking whiskey all of a sudden. Yeah.
No, it's interesting because I smoked a cigar yesterday while I was doing yard work and I would have, yeah, I know.
Of course you did.
Sparky's like raking up dry leaves, smoking the cigar. You're like, well.
Well, if it all burns, it's one less raking to do. But yeah, no, I did think of that several times when I was ashing into piles of leaves. I really enjoyed the taste of that cigar and I would have loved to have tried that with this. I also think, you know what would go great with this? Like a good hearty beef stew.
Mm.
Oh
yes.
yeah.
Mm. Like perfect. Just.
Or a good Hungarian goulash.
Goulash. Yeah. yeah. Yes. No, I think that would be just delightful to pair with this. Some good crusty sourdough to go along with it.
Mm. Oh, it kind of offset some of the toffee, mm-hmm. you know, in this beer. Yeah.
Is it safe to say that this is a departure from the other ones that we've had?
Oh, no
this
question.
Point?
Yeah. This is much drier. This, you know, the others are a little bit more syrupy and sweeter, much darker colors. And I mean, again, cool that it's 4 years old and still had good head retention.
Yeah. This takes me back in time to where, you know, I could see myself drinking this when I was much younger. One of the summer of my misspent youth.
Wait, which yeah, one of those?
Which one of those?
Yeah. Volume two, volume
okay,
two.
Okay, okay.
Because
right.
you've had and, yeah, a couple. Yeah.
Was this the gummy bear bombs or this illegal was, fishing?
This yeah. was the summer of being drinking something like this in a Piccadilly Circus. You know, my soul being completely psychedelicized.
There you go.
Yeah.
Psychedelicized.
The color and the ambience from the aroma just swirls in my cup and says, come get me.
Oh.
Nice.
There he goes.
Did you preach a sermon after that?
Right. Yes.
I think he preached a sermon just now.
Yeah.
That it was cool.
It is a special beer. And I think the big difference of this is traditional versus those barrel aged. And
yeah.
Those are amped up. They did some extra things with them, but boy, this is a English barley wine. If somebody's asking me, what is a good one that I should try? Yeah, it's like, go try the Zebulon one.
I think we've had good luck with Zebulon, like with the classic historical IPAs, the stouts and porters that he's done.
They're Saison, they've done so many.
This is just a really
easy and I mean, I think it gives you an appreciation for like, this is a classic based style and
yeah.
it's done so well. Like, I think it's easier in some cases, and I'm not saying this about the previous two, but age it in barrels, dump adjuncts in it and shake it up and pray for the best.
I think this is more like if you were doing the beer styles like for homebrewing or whatever, and you wanted to see like what should an English style barley wine taste like, mm-hmm. this would be one of the examples right. that you could you could definitely list.
Sure. Okay, well, what shall we rate this?
I go there.
Yeah, it's a 5 for sure.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to... We're a little bit more than halfway through this episode.
Yeah.
And I can still feel my molars, so this is going a lot better.
Really good.
Than that last.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. I feel like I've learned and developed and grown as a person.
I can attest Sparky has zero barley wine on his pants. So.
This So far.
So far.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're there. Still... I did wear my rubber pants today, though.
And that was good. A really good idea.
Yeah. Thank you.
We're very
Thank
proud you of you. Yeah. Yes, yes. Okay, so moving on, we're going to go to a Nashville brewery, which sadly is defunct.
Is it?
It is.
When did it go under?
Various artists.
Clyde's Burgers is there now.
Or was that on
or Cletus?
Elm Hill Pike?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. We were just talking about that earlier.
Cletus. So, okay. So this is from Various Artists Brewing, and it is called Newfangled Perspective. This was brewed in 2020, and it is a English barley wine, 10% ABV, using the finest English malts, American hops, and classic American yeast fermented at